How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Kris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. If your finances are still feeling that, there's no other word for it, just hungover from a good decade or so of financial 1-2 punches, as we sit here enjoying, I'm happy to say, an on the upswing economy from what I'm hearing from people coast to coast, feeling it in my own bones too. It's all good, guys. You're in the right place, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot. We're all trying to pare down that debt, live a fabulous life in the process. You're in the right place. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. I'm looking at the list of affiliates, and I am blown away. We now have hit 80 stations coast to coast, heading towards 90. Just a big fat wowzer on that one, sitting here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia. Shout outs to our syndicated stations coast to coast as we sit here saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. Tony says hello. Tony and I have been in the midst of a passionate conversation. Well, passionate on my end. You know, I'm trying to get the passion out of him. It's hard to get a rise out of Tony, which is a double-edged sword. It's a good thing in some ways, you know, not so in others. But I'm sitting here, and he has had it up to here with the pumpkin spice coffee that I'm bringing in. We're here in the Philadelphia area. One of our local, fabulous, amazing places around here for coffee is called Wawa. It's a very local chain. So there's some actually in Florida for spring training when the Phillies are down there. But a local, you know, we all have our local gas station coffee store chains, that kind of thing. You've all gotten wherever you are. Around here in the Philadelphia area, one of the big ones is Wawa. And every fall, they have this pumpkin spice coffee revival. And it's as if, yes, I have to admit, we're all overreacting just a bit. We like stampede the doors. The pumpkin spice is here. But it's so good. And people have actually tuned into my likings of it, my mentions of it in the past. They have sent Wawa ground coffee to the station. They've sent it to me. They've mailed it to me directly. It is so appreciated. Tony has now had it up to here. Our unflappable Tony, who gets, you know, riled over nothing, is finally ready to snap. If he hears, like, you know, Rosebud was, you know, word for Citizen King, and pumpkin spice is Tony's Rosebud word. So I'm sitting here as I waft my pumpkin spice in front of him. And he raises his green tea to me in salute. All right, Grasshopper, you just enjoy that green tea. I'm going to have my pumpkin spice as we hang out, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. So we were talking the last couple of weeks, believe it or not, about hurricane prep. And I'm hearing from, for all of you who were sending shout outs and we hope you're okay and all kinds of messages of care and, you know, letting you know we're all thinking about y'all. We have got, first of all, we got hit with hurricanes in the Texas area, along the East Coast, Florida, just whammied, ridiculously whammied. And I'm hearing from all of our stations down there, people are, you know, sending me emails and a couple of texts to my phone that they're doing okay. I am so glad to hear it. Please know, for all of our listeners and your family members, your friends who are in these hurricanes paths, my Lord, we are thinking about you all so much. And we've been dedicating the last couple of shows to inexpensive, highly effective hurricane prep. And every time I think I've gotten out all of the most choice bits of info, oh, that's a great one. Let's definitely make sure we mention that on the air. I'm getting emails and texts and links from listeners with these fantastic ideas on ways to really just up your game for any kind of usually these are all weather preparedness, because let's face it, wherever you are in the U.S., if you're listening in from Seattle, from L.A., Texas, the Midwest, the East Coast, the Gulf, wherever you are, Mother Nature once in a while just gets totally hammered and decides to wail on us, and it's not cool. So these are for all of you. Now, listening in, we had Chad Q listening in from Super Talk Mississippi Network. I just love the listeners in the, around that area. Thank you so much for all of your feedback and all this. But they're talking about, obviously, in the Gulf, you just get stomped with hurricanes and nobody bounces back better than some of the people in the Gulf there. But he sent me this fantastic list. I think this is part of like the American Red Cross's list of basic supplies. Some of the stuff you don't really think of. Basically saying, go through a regular day in your life. Okay, what do? You need a clock. You need batteries. You need a power source to charge your phone. You need a place to keep all of your stuff safe. And you need, on average, you know, get meals in place that are easy to do. You need water. You need soap. You need all these very toothpaste, a toothbrush, a fresh thing, whatever. He went and got a huge, well, not huge, I mean, a standard storage bin, and went through his typical day and put everything that he needed, a copy of it, into this big, you know, waterproof bin. He put sweatpants, sweat clothes, toothbrushes, aspirin. He got an extra, what did he get here? It wasn't for him. It was a prescription, I think, for his mom who lives nearby. Got the doctor's permission to get an extra prescription. Has that in there as well. You know, night clothes, sheets, an extra pillow, a spare key to his house in case, God forbid, his keys were gone or whatever. It's, you know, not to his house, to his Jeep, to all of his cars. And it was just such common sense. I loved that. And best part, it's not that difficult to do. He had tons of matches in there. So freaking smart. All kinds of food sources, soups, easy stuff. You know, a couple of corned beef hashes. I'm fist bumping you right now. Nobody loves that stuff more than I do. Basics that come in so handy. Basics like the aspirin and soap. I mean, things, if you could completely flood it out, this is the stuff you're going to need to keep you sane until you keep things cleaned out. I absolutely loved that. So his basic advice, go through a day in the life. What do your kids, you know, generally need during the day? Throw a box of cereal in there if you need to. Plastic spoons, you know, whatever it is. Napkins, things to keep you just, you know, coherent as a parent. And the big thing everybody keeps talking about is the water. They are not going out and buying huge things of water. Some of them are. Most people are simply taking water bottle type, you know, pitchers that they have in their house already. A couple of important tips. Actually, a nearby doctor sent me this. If you're filling up existing water containers or existing containers with water, go right ahead. Two things you don't want to do. If you have those plastic jug type things that you serve milk out of or juice out of, do not use old milk or old juice containers to store water. Just use old water containers to do it. Apparently there's bacteria. You don't want to take a chance. As hard as you scrub that thing out, even if you bleach it out a bit, they're saying some, you know, bacteria could remain. You don't want to take a chance. Only use water containers for this. I loved that. And it's saying here, chances are you're not preparing for the zombie apocalypse or a long-term global resource shortage. So don't plan, you know, don't go crazy overboard. But when disaster strikes, you want to have enough resources to last for the better part of a week. That makes sense to me. Have enough food, water, toilet paper, playing cards, matches. I'd say have enough matches for a year. Go overboard on the matches. God forbid they get wet. There's no need to spend hundreds of dollars stocking up and hoarding items that you may never need. So go through your list, decide what you're going to do, go out and do it, have it done. Oh, I should really put together that kit. No, just go out and get it done. It's all good. Other good tips here. Don't skip the good stuff. What does this say? A disaster is no time to pig out, they say here. Might have to disagree with you gently on this one. I'm thinking of myself picturing only me in a hurricane blackout situation. I've been through a hurricane. I'm in my house. Power's out. I got it in the marrow of my bones. I'm here to tell you, in my mind, that is the perfect time to pig out. Bring on some Doritos and a bar of chocolate, maybe a Diet Coke to wash it down with. I'm not a nutritionist on this radio show. I'm a real life human being that loves to save money when I can and still live a luxurious life. If I'm going to be expected to speak kindly to people and be kind of rational and coherent and keep it together, just pull it together, none of us smoke. We don't drink anymore. We certainly don't, you know, use or abuse any drugs. Chocolate's it. And the Frito-Lay family of fine products is right there, a second runner-up. In case of hurricane, I'm going to be the one nose deep in a bag of Doritos. Don't judge me. I just know myself well enough to know that's the case. For those of you out there who are far stronger than I am, all right, Don't skip the good stuff. It's saying here, if anything, it's more important than ever that you consume foods rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals. Okay, if I ever sat down and flooded my body with foods that were rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, my body would somehow go into shock. It would just be convinced, what's wrong? Why is Chris consuming? What is that? What is all the tuna? What is she doing with the tuna? Kidding, kind of, but not so much, very much. If you're sitting there in the midst of a hurricane or the end of a hurricane tail end, it has moved on and you now have some serious cleanup to do. Nothing has been more helpful to me in the past than a nice bar of chocolate. I cannot tell a lie. And chocolate actually has some nutritional value to it as well. So in all seriousness, you know, keep the nutrition up where you can. But where you can't, I give you a free skate. Totally. Water, water everywhere they're talking about. Make sure you have a week's worth of water for everyone in your household. Determine what you guys generally go through and add on some of that. They're saying here, add as much as 25 to 50% more for just hygiene, for freshening up. Sorry, if you don't have water in your house, that's a no. You don't want to know me with no water in the house for any kind of bathing or any kind of, you know, just freshening up, washing the hands constantly. You want to keep things a little clean that way. It's all good. Very quickly before the break, finding a lot of this stuff is as close as your local dollar stores. Hit there for the extra toothbrushes, for, you know, rubber bands, for tape, for any kind of newspaper, for any kind of things that you need to have in your house on a regular basis, you want to have extra, hit your local dollar store and see what they can do for you. Between even hairbrushes, anything there, you know, washcloths, you name it, chances are excellent you're going to have some dollar store help with that. It's all good. Send me your ideas as well. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a quick minute. When we get back after the break, getting ready for the next weather pattern heading your way that might knock out power. And a special guest at 3 quarters past the hour. You all stay tuned. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways. I mean, just when I think that we have just tapped into everything we might possibly need for an upcoming weather emergency, you guys just dazzle the heck out of me with all of your texts and your emails and your links and all of your personal experiences. It's fantastic. This is so great. Again, I have a stack of stuff. I'm looking at it. There is inches thick of paperwork sitting up here to the upper left-hand side of my desk where I so brilliantly organize everything. And there across from that, we got Tony sitting there with his green tea. But in all honesty, people are sending me some fantastic tips, and I want to pass some of them on as well. Wherever you are in the country, this stuff is for you. Who sent me this? Terry Kay, listening in from Atlanta, Georgia's WCFO 1160. I love that station. You guys are the best. Here we go. What to buy right before an emergency, she sends me. You know when this weather stuff's coming. You know when it's tornado season. You know when you got bad snow heading your way as those months approach us. And for those talking about, you know, crappy weather patterns, God, even people in California talking about earthquakes, sending me stuff that they have prepped for that. Genius. This sent into me, let's see, the Atlanta area. Clearly, you're keying into all the various hurricanes that come your way. God bless. And she sent me this fantastic list of stuff that they generally pick up on. And why? First of all, apples. This is the stuff that she buys when she knows that there's a hurricane less than a week away. You store up for this kind of thing. Apples last up to 3 months when stored in a cool, dry area away from more perishable fruits like bananas, the things that turn really quickly, which could cause them to ripen more quickly if you store them near other perishable fruits. Absolutely true. Get yourself a stockpile, because let's face it, if you're sitting there in any kind of a power outage, you need a little normalcy, and fruit can just be awfully darn nice. I'll have that right after my chocolate, I assure you. And thankfully, chocolate is not as perishable as, say, bananas, so I can stash my large chocolate store next to these fabulous apples. So we're talking about citrus fruits as well, oranges, grapefruits. She stores them all. They have this high acidic content. Who knew? Well, I guess she knew. The high acidic content, sturdy skins, citrus fruits can last up to 2 weeks without refrigeration. Power goes out, you still have a nice fruit treat once in a while, whereas you think before you got to throw out everything in the fridge. Not true with these fabulous fruits, particularly if you buy these fruits when they're not fully ripe. Okay, oranges and grapefruits contain lots of vitamin C, also help keep you hydrated. It's very pure water. Brilliant! I love this. Tomatoes, same thing she's sending me. If you buy them unripe, tomatoes will last several days at room temperature. Again, doesn't require the refrigeration. I love that. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams. If you have access to any kind of a heat source, a working stove, maybe a camping stove like she does, or you have a grill that's untouched by any kind of weather going on here, Let's face it, it'd be so nice. You're sitting there, maybe the weather's getting a little chillier as the months progress. In Atlanta, probably not even all that chilly. But what could be better? If you got your power knocked out for an unforeseeable amount of time due to any kind of weather, you put some sweet potatoes on the grill, yum, and just let those go off for a bit. You store them when you're not cooking them. You store them in a cool, dark area, and potatoes will last about a month. Brilliant. I love that. Cucumbers and summer squash. You know what? My husband loves cucumbers. My kids are not into them quite yet, but my kids love the fruit. So knowing that the apples and the oranges, which is, it's just such a great reminder to know you don't have to have everything refrigerated 24/7. If you want to have some protein in the house, keep it to the tuna fish. We've got like 20 cans of tuna fish. I look like, you know, some bag lady with the tuna fish. I adore tuna fish. We do it all the time. Tuna fish also keeps beautifully. If you have to toss out everything in your refrigerator, go old school the way all of our, you know, parents and grandparents taught us. It can be done. I love this. All right, next up. What else is she stacking here? Hard-packed sausages. Ooh, so prosciutto, pepperoni. Oh, excellent stuff. She says right here, this is what I just mentioned. You can't eat canned tuna and chicken forever, she says. Oh, I don't know. If you're stuck in my house with my cooking, you'd be surprised how much you could eat canned tuna and chicken forever. But in all seriousness, she says here, stock up on a few packages of dry cured salamis like soppressata, which is a southern Italian specialty available at most grocery stores. Unopened, these types of delicious extra meats will last up to 6 weeks in the pantry. Very cool. All right, I want to get to more of this before we get to the half past the hour. More food advice for an emergency. If the electricity goes out, how do you know what is and isn't safe to eat from the refrigerator? Here's how you know. If your food has spent more than 4 hours over 40 degrees Fahrenheit, don't eat it. You're begging for trouble. As long as frozen foods still have some ice crystals or are cool to the touch, they are still safe to cook and to eat. Once it gets to room temperature, they're saying here people would be surprised how fast bacteria forms. And you want to be real careful about what you're eating. Let's face it, just picture yourselves. You know yourselves. Picture yourselves in any kind of a power outage, okay? All right, we're all there. You don't want to picture me. I just, without hairbrush, bad. Picture yourself in a power outage. Now picture yourself in a power outage with food poisoning. All right, there you go. Welcome to that visual. We want to avoid that all possible. Here we go. Next up, if you don't have electricity, you may still be able to heat or cook your food. Think about your outdoor grills. If you need any kind of propane for that, stock up on it. If you're really good at the grilling and you do your charcoal, keep it high up in your shed or your garage or high up on a shelf in your basement. Keep things ready. If you have outdoor access, a charcoal grill or propane stove is a viable option, it says here. Here's something. Oh, God, I hope to God everybody knows this, but thank you for writing this in your note as well. Obviously, charcoal grills and propane stoves, even in the crappiest weather, are not a viable option to use indoors. Do not use them indoors. Did I really need to say that? Tony's shaking his head no. Well, you know what? She sent this to me. I'm reading it because you just never know. If you're stuck indoors, say you've got yourself a lovely little power outage, and the weather is still crappy, it says here, keep a can of Sterno handy. You know, the Sterno heating things? They're actually pretty cool. I used them when I was in catering a zillion years ago. It's essentially heat in a can. It requires no electricity, can warm up small amounts of food in cookware. You hold it over the Sterno, and you're in good shape. People use it for camping a lot. It's actually pretty safe. I've used it, too. Good stuff. Okay. Let's see, if you live in an area at high risk for flooding, and so many of our listeners do, buy all your pantry items in cans as they are less likely to be contaminated by floodwaters than jars. Oh, who knew that? Jars apparently can be contaminated by floodwaters. I guess I should have known that. You got that rim around the top? All right, go cans. Very good. All right, and again, I got pages and pages of this stuff, and you guys are genius, and I love this stuff. People are talking about things that they wish. People who are currently, I love that they're checking in. I so appreciate it. People who have been impacted along the Texas Gulf Coast, along the East Coast, Florida, God bless, and that have all been checking in, WVWI in the Virgin Islands, also whammied by this stuff, talking about all the things that they wish they had with them. They basically have made it clear. If you go through a regular day in the life, what do you use? Use your cell phone. Make sure you got chargers for that handy. Throw it all into this big safe waterproof box, extra chargers for the phone, books, a couple of pairs of, you know, sweatpants, sweat outfits, another pair of sneakers people are talking about putting in there. Do take a list, literally write it down, because I know personally I wouldn't remember it all. The foods you like, a couple of coloring books if you've got kids or grandkids, tons of batteries because you will blitz through them, matches all individually wrapped up in separate, you know, baggies so they don't get wiped out by water or anything else. It's all the common sense stuff that you guys already know. And it's the kind of thing where envision if you're, you know, you're on the West Coast, you get hit with any kind of weather there. You're in the Midwest, you get hit with weather. We're all grown ups. We know what we like. We know what we like to have around. And we live in a day and age where acquiring the things that make our lives easier is much simpler than it ever was. Go out there, invest in your stuff, make it happen. You'll be so much happier for it. Your spouses will be happier. Your kids will be happier. Your pets will be happier. Don't forget to include your pets with the, you know, usual daily needs going on out there. You get the point. Guys, again, the time is flying. Keep those great tips coming because it looks like we're in for one crazy weather pattern after another here this upcoming fall. Coming up after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, half past the hour, and greatly missed last week. He was
shucks.
Well-deserved time off. It's all true, but we missed you. Back this week, the fabulous star of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate here in the Philadelphia area with his growing fan base here on our show, Coast to Coast, John Harriott, otherwise known as Dad. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Chrissy. Sorry, a little bit under the weather
That's
last
all right.
week. But
it happens.
We are back at full force this week.
Excellent
we are back
stuff.
At full force.
A lot of stuff in the headlines, recent news between hurricane stuff, other real estate stuff. No matter what, we may be wrapping up a summertime real estate market as we dive into an ever more optimistic fall real estate market. Who better to connect with than you when it comes to dissecting all of these trends and all the latest headlines? What's been the biggest news on your radar lately with this?
Well, before we get into what the biggest news is, let us remind our listeners of the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline.
Absolutely.
If you have some specific question you would like to be discussing, just give us a shout at that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is?
The number is, guys, call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088. Or if you'd rather do it totally via the internet, we
sure.
have a landing page, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. That'll get you to a landing page where you can request any one of a number of reports.
Beautiful.
But anyway, I am going to be talking about the same theme that I've been talking about from time to time for the last several years, and what it is, and it's never been more true than it is right now.
Absolutely.
And that is that now is the best time we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes.
Exciting.
To make either that first home purchase or to make that move up buy.
Yep.
Whether you're a seasoned citizen like myself.
There you go.
A relatively young'un like yourself and your hubby Victor.
Indeed.
I think the economic forces are aligned to keep home prices appreciating. And the amazing thing about the real estate market these days is the interest rates.
Now, oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, there are people in their 20s who are going to be thinking about buying a home who have never known interest rates above 4%.
Isn't that insane?
And that is just insane because this is the only time in the history of our country when real estate mortgages have been below 6%. And at 6%, 7%, 7.5%, maybe even 8%. Buying real estate would still be a good
yeah.
deal.
And just imagine the rioting in the streets if suddenly these, you know, 20-somethings, early 30-somethings woke up and saw interest rates at 6%. There would be absolute panic in the streets. It's just too funny at this point.
Farmers at the barricades with their pitchforks.
That's right.
Singing the theme from Les Mis.
That's it.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Up.
The reason that I say this is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes, it's twofold, folks. And one is really the low, low interest rates,
yep.
which have got to change, which have got to change. Now, I think that is still a recovery from this government-induced
sure.
housing price bubble that we saw peak back in 2008. We worked off the excess from 2008 through about 2011, 2012. We've now been recovering for the last 5 or 6 years. But there's still a massive hangover
yeah.
with all this debt that we incurred. And nobody paid it off, so it's been, you know, bankruptcies
yeah.
and government-eating debts that were meant to be repaid, deferments,
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm still somewhat worried about what the after-effects are going to be when all those chickens come home to roost. But the situation as of this moment is that interest rates are still amazingly low.
It's a good thing.
Now, in almost every part of the country, the situation with respect to real estate is that we are in a seller's market.
Yep, that makes sense.
Now, what do I mean by a seller's market? Chrissy, tell the folks what I mean by a seller's market.
It's a very pretty thing, I think, whether you're buying or selling. Seller's market means that there's only or less than 6 months worth of inventory sitting there. So the sellers are the ones in the catbird seat. They can set the prices a little bit higher. They've got more people seeking their house than ever before.
Exactly right. Now, I think every place in the country, almost every place in the country, has less than a six-month inventory
That's
of
so
houses
cool.
available for sale. Now, what that means, folks, is that theoretically, if we stopped taking listings right now, it would take us less than 6 months to sell out all the listings at the current rate.
And what was it like just to give some perspective, at the crash time in the market when nobody was moving,
the crash time around 2010, 2011,
yep.
We had, in our part of the country anyway, 18 months worth of inventory.
Whoa.
I think in places like Florida, California, Oregon, Washington, it was worse.
Wow.
So we're now down to 4 or 5 months, much healthier situation. So National Association of Realtors convenes a group of economists. I think it's four times a year they get together. And one of the things they do is agree on what they think the change is going to be in home prices over the country in the next 5 years.
Okay.
And what they have come up with, the latest consensus estimate, is that in the next year, home prices on average in the United States are going to increase by 5%.
That seems like a reasonable number.
Yep. And then it's going to go down to 4-something next year. And after that, it's going to be around 3-3.5% for the next 3 years after that. Now, 3.5% a year is the historic rate of home appreciation in the United States.
Okay.
So we're getting back to what that historic rate of appreciation is. Now, what that means is, let's just take that number 5% as being gospel for right now, Chrissy. Let's just say that somebody wants to buy their first house, and they're going to pay, to make the math easy, $300,000 for the house. That still sounds like a humongous amount of money
too.
To me. When the first house that your mom and I bought was $15,900 back on Shawano Avenue in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Go Pack, go.
Oh, there you go.
Now, you folks down in the Dallas area listening to this, please, please, please excuse me that little bit of excitement there.
Can't we all get along?
In addition to being now an Eagles fan, I still have a soft heart for the Packers.
There you go.
But anyway, if that first house is going to cost $300,000, and then a typical first home buyer house in most parts of the country is going to be $250,000 to $300,000. Let's say $300,000 to make the math easy. If you buy now, or as opposed to a year from now, if prices go up 5% a year,
yep,
that same house that cost you $300,000 now and live in it for the next year, your net worth is going to be $15,000 higher than if you didn't buy the house, if you were still paying rental receipts.
That's right. And I love how that's a given. And you're buying and you're living inside the investment. It's a win-win for so many reasons.
That's right. It is. Now, if, for example, you wait that year, you're going to be penalized on a couple of different fronts. One is that the price is going to be 5% higher.
True.
Just take that number as being gospel. And the interest rates are also going to be higher. Now, the outfits that used to predict where we were going to be a year from now in interest rates are kind of hedging their bets. They're going to say, well, interest rates are going to be higher a year from now than they are now. They used to, up until a couple of 3 months ago, say, well, we're going to be at 5% a year from now.
Yep.
I think they've gotten burned or embarrassed a little bit because of the fact that interest rates have stayed so low for so long. So they're now saying that interest rates are going to be going up. But folks, whether they go up 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, they can't go any lower.
That's right. You
they
really
can't. They can't go any lower. So making that first-time buy is really in your best interest now. Now, if you're in the situation of you own a home, you've lived in it for 5 or 6 years, you probably have got pretty good equity in that home by now, folks. And by the way, a lot of people believe they don't have enough equity in their home to make a move. A lot of people believe that their credit score is too low to qualify for a mortgage loan. A lot of people think that you need 20% down to buy a new house. None of those things is true. 30% of the mortgage loans that have been granted in the last few months were for credit scores of 750 or below.
That's fantastic. And a lot of people have higher credit scores than they might think they do. That's something you want to get checked out every once in a while.
Absolutely. And in addition to not needing 20% down for a house, if you go with an FHA loan, now you can get in for as little as 3.5% down.
That's so cool.
And let's say the closing costs on a $300,000 house are the amount that you need to put in. FHA says you need to have a minimum of 3.5% of your own money.
Right.
That's $10,000, $10,500.
Yep.
Now, the settlement costs on that house for $300,000 are going to be more than $10,000. But you can ask for and probably get what's called a seller assist of up to 6%. 6% of $300,000 is $18,000. That plus $10,500 you've already got to put in, that's more than going to cover your closing costs. So, folks, you can get in for a lot less than 20% down.
And you brought up an interesting point. That's something that a lot of people aren't aware of. A lot of people out there listening to the show, they're keenly aware of, you know, stuff in their own workplace, things in their own home. They know how to take care of a car. They know how to do whatever else. But they're not aware of that seller assist stuff. We're all so crazy busy these days. This is why you need a really good realtor when it comes to this. They have got knowledge and policy, you know, awareness and everything else going on that you and I are not aware of. So get a hold of Dad if you're thinking about buying or selling, and he will get you in touch with the realtor nearest you that can give you all these insights as well and save you some big old cash.
Yeah, that's true, folks. Now, regardless of what part of the country you live in, I can only practice real estate in Pennsylvania and Delaware, but I can do interviews and point you in the right direction for a good agent any place in the country. Now, if I make a recommendation to you, it doesn't mean you have to use that person, but what it will mean is that I have screened that individual, talked to them, and I feel confident in making that recommendation to you. I would only make that recommendation to one of my own kids.
Yeah.
They were living in Texas or Mississippi or California or wherever. So if you'd like to find out exactly how to get a hold of a good realtor, give me a shout. I'd be glad to screen it for you. But regardless of whether you talk to me or not, whether you're a first-time buyer or a move-up buyer, you need to get in touch with that good real estate person who can guide you through the pitfalls and the pratfalls, because if you don't have a good realtor guiding you through, you are probably going to wind up with some hurt that you really don't deserve and you don't want.
Yeah,
so my feeling is, you know, call 1, 2, 3 real estate offices in your area. Ask to speak to the office manager. Tell them, here's what I got in mind. Who would you recommend as being the best realtor for me? Have them come out, interview them, tell them exactly what it is you want to do, and then say, how can you help me? Listen to their program. If you're a move-up buyer, how are you going to help me get that home for the least amount of money? And how are you going to get the most amount of money for my house? Make sure they've got a great internet marketing program. That's where houses get bought and sold these days.
Yeah.
But interview at least 2, preferably 3 or 4. And Chrissy, I see we're up against it.
Time flies. Great to have you back, guys. Hang on for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and given today's focus and our topic about just finding fabulous food for your family without breaking the bank and just the natural goodness of it, the necessity of it, who better to join us than Shannon Hance joining us for goodness sake natural food chain, and she's joining us via our newsmaker line. Welcome to the show, Shannon. How are you?
I'm great, Tay. Thank you.
Very good. I was so psyched when I got the chance to connect because it's a growing trend that you are tapping into so beautifully with your company. The whole idea of introducing more natural food into our households is taking everything by storm because they see what you see, what you've built a business out of, that it has a ripple effect. You bring more and more natural foods into your household. It lays the groundwork for just a happier home, a healthier home. The benefits go on and on. Tell our listeners a little bit about your company.
Business has been open next week for 41 years.
Wow.
So we've been doing this quite a long time. So to us, it's not a trend. It has been a lifestyle my entire life. More people are interested in being healthier, eating good foods, taking care of their children a certain way, and avoiding fast food and lots of sugar, and it's not good for you. Even they're in all the fun cereals and crackers and stuff like that. So there's awareness outside of just this health food store.
Oh, heck yeah. But you touched on so many important points because you've lived this now for decades. You are probably your own best advertising. We run around. We've got no time to do stuff. We want to spend more time doing A, B, and C, but that means we need to take time away from E, F, and G. What gets lost in the shuffle is hanging out at home over a home-cooked meal or just, and you sit down, you realize what you're spending on it. It is so much easier and more cost-effective to get the grapes, the organic strawberries, instead of the bag of Doritos. Pound for pound, you're paying far less for the fruit. What seems to be the disconnect? Where do we seem to keep kind of faltering when it comes to, you know, putting all these great tips to use? What seems to be the big dropping point on this? What are we missing?
Many people probably just assume that it takes too much time and it costs too much money, so they just don't want to do it. It doesn't take that much time to throw some food into a crock pot and have a healthy meal when you get home. I use a crock pot 3 to 5 times a week.
Oh my gosh,
especially
yes.
in the wintertime, because we are busy. My kids play sports. I'm not going to run through a Burger King or any place like that to feed my children dinner.
And I love that. Crock pot is so great. I love my crock pot. It's like my BFF.
Get a crock pot cookbook. You don't have to be limited to just throwing a chicken in there and not knowing what else to do with it. So I when people say, I don't have time to make dinner every night, I don't have time to not make dinner every night.
I know.
You just have to find the time. It becomes the new normal. My kids do their homework in the kitchen. I'm making some supper. Maybe that seems like 1950s, but I don't care. It's not unattainable by any means.
Oh, it's not. You just have to have the gumption to do it. You nailed it. I mean, there's no school like the old school. And let's face it, it works. What are you finding to be your feedback from parents, from, you know, singles, from people of all ages to your company and all the many, many products you offer? What's the feedback been?
Most people are truly grateful that we are here to help them. It can be overwhelming to walk into a health food store and
yes.
have no idea and have that misnomer that it takes too much time and it costs too much money. When people walk into our store, they feel welcome, and we can kind of guide them around and show them around.
Exactly.
Walking them up and down an aisle and pointing out ideas of what you can do to make a quick meal, a healthy meal, or an elaborate meal. I mean, I can make all kinds of things, and some of them are faster and easier than others, but
yep.
we can also go into the sections of the children's nutrients and how to get more greens. Some kids are just very picky, and they're not going to eat a chicken pot pie, whether it's homemade or not, because it has a carrot in it and a piece of celery and a little onion. So if the parent feels like they need extra nutrients for the kids, they could perhaps make a little smoothie. Some of them are even kind of chocolate milk based, so they can get quite a nutrition at least into that way.
Yep. Oh, you know, kids. You know my kids so well, too. And they're great kids. They love their fruit. They are all about the fruit. But when it comes to the vegetables, mainly what we're doing is maybe some green beans. Katie's getting into her salad a little bit. We got a lot of spaghetti sauces and chili sauces. All of them are all of them the crock pot, you know, for sure. When we're talking about the ripple effects of this, you know, we both got kids in school age kids. We're talking about better grades. We're talking about better moods, better mm-hmm. sleep, better growth patterns. You go to the doctor's office, and they say that the height and the weight are right on track. It's all ripple effects of exactly what your company has been doing for the last 40 years. Trends come and go. But when you've got a company like yours that has been in business for 4 decades, you're clearly doing something right. What do you find, what do you feel are going to be the evolving trends when it comes to vitamin trends, maybe fruits, vegetables, certain things that maybe we're not incorporating now, but we should be? Or are we, as we've been talking time and again, sticking to the old school?
Both old and new.
Yep.
I mean, people are constantly interested in immune system support
sure.
to help with a mirage of things that we don't want to happen to us. The joint therapy is still a really hot topic in our store because people hurt and they
yes.
don't like to hurt. And if you don't feel well, it doesn't matter if you're 40 or 60 or 80, you don't want to have achy joints.
Oh, Shannon. it's so true. Yes, testify.
And then eyesight is another one. I mean, eye nutrients can assist your body in not getting worse.
You can
by
prevent.
Supporting it with certain nutrients for eyes, for heart health, for joint health, for digestive health is a huge issue and topic for us. And that probably leads a lot to the food issues that we've already talked about. But people come in here and they can't digest food or they have stomach aches
absolutely.
Or hives or all kinds of things. And they're usually coming in here because they're not getting any help.
Oh, yeah.
They're not getting any relief, and they're tired of taking medicine after medicine after medicine. And then we can often just give them a couple of very simple things. They can walk out of here, and they feel so much better.
And we'll have a far greater effect.
And they're
effect.
Like, we need more of that. And what do you have for this? So they start, they create their own ripple effect. They start getting interested in their own ripple effect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so true. Oh, my gosh. And the time has just flown. But this is so absolutely spot on. No matter who's listening on our show, you know this. We have a guideline where all the people we love to focus and spotlight and promote their businesses is someone, if they can save people money, save people stress, or save people time. And your business, for goodness sake, Natural Food Company, it saves everything. Time, money, sanity, and in your case, health. It's something where you've been in business for decades. Very, very few businesses can say that, and you've done it for a reason, because what you have works. All your advice, it works. You're your own best advertising. People don't stay in business for 40 years by accident. You've done it because you've got the goods. Guys, I want you to check out this website again, and I've got it on my website again. I'll have it on my social media. Natural Foods New Braun, BraunFelstx.com. Again, don't write it down if you're driving. I'll have it on my social media. But I want to have you back. The time has absolutely flown, and I know you've got a million things going on as well. Will you please join us again sometime soon and just talk about all the latest going on in your stores?
Sure.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you so much, Shannon Hance, joining us. Great stuff. And until next week, guys, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, the best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.